What about the winters? Have you got any recollection of any particular things happening in the winter?
One winter we were about 3 or 4 weeks off school. So that was quite good. One winter, I can't remember what year it was, but we were up in the old house up there, and it came a fearful night of wind and snow. And when we got up in the morning, we couldn't get out. The snow had piled up at the back door. We managed to get out the front door, and we had a tunnel for weeks and weeks going in the back door.
What about the animals in a situation like that? How did you get to them?
Well, they were inside, they were in the stadium, like, you know. Mm-hmm. It was difficult. I think it was 47. Mm-hmm. It was very bad at the lambing time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they lost a lot of sheep that year. Like my father and mother, they were going out round the sheep. My older sister and I, we were left to do the cattle. We'd do this in the morning before we went to school. And my second sister, she bit the sheep too, like, you know. That was quite bad, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
January 78.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aye, it was quite bad. Mm-hmm. Yes. We had quite a lot of sheep away at the far end at that time. And I think I was nearly 3 weeks or more. I had to walk from here to that end to feed them every day. There was no other way we could get.
You had to carry?
No, fortunately the food was there. Food was quite handy, but we had to, you know, I had to feed them out every day.
And what was that, turnips?
No, hay that the sheep were getting. But that morning, when that big fall of snow, you were sinking this to your waist.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to walk from here. I reached so far and I just had to come back. You just couldn't make nothing of it. It wasn't hard, it was that soft you were sinking
in. Too hard to get through.
No, I mean, once it got hard, it was fine, you were getting over the top of it, you know.
Did you have a plough?
A snow plough?
Yeah.
No, really, no. No. That snow was that big, you'd make nothing of it with a plough, no.
Nothing?
No.
So if you got snow here, you had to dig out the car to get out?
No one
would come with a snowplough to help.
Well, they used to come in. It used to be quite a long time, like, you know. Mm-hmm. You see, they didn't have the machinery that they've got now. It was old Bill Kelly with his snowplough.
They had to dig.
They had to dig. Remember that Drumbane bit here?
Oh, yes.
You know, the height of the roof here, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them, they'd be dig and they'd be halfway up. And then the next night, a blizzard would come, and it would just fill in again.
Yes.
You know, we were quite fortunate in a way. There used to be a swing bridge down there opposite Clone. That's where you would have gone.
Right to school, yes.
We thought it was coming awful stormy.
Yes.
They would leave their car over at Woodend, you know, and we'd walk from here over.
Yeah. You'd have to walk. I suppose you were quite self-sufficient. You didn't need groceries much.
No, in those days you took in what they called a bowl of meal, oatmeal. That would be, what, about £110, is it? Mm-hmm. Something like that, a big bag.
A sack.
Yes. You take that in, and maybe the equivalent of flour and that. Mm-hmm. And then you had your own milk, and your milk and butter, and you had hens, and if you felt awful hungry, you killed the hen. And
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They just lived like that, and rabbits, were plenty of rabbits.
Of
I mean, we lived, I mean, quite honestly, we lived in rabbits.
We did.
Didn't we, baby?
Rabbits
in here. Rabbits in here.
Yes. When did you learn to shoot?
I used to just snare them.
Oh, you snared them?
Uh-huh. Mm. Aye. Well, they used to be, the rabbit trappers used to come every spring, mm-hmm. you know, and oh, it's fearful, the rabbits used to get here.
Which was really bad in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yes, up and down the glen here. When the Muxie came up, finished the rabbit.
Yes. So you actually had rabbit catchers come?
Yes,
to
they used to.
Rabbits.
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. They used to stay in the bossy over there.
And who paid them, or were they?
They were paid by the.
Agriculture?
No, it was the game dealer.
Oh.
You see, he paid them.
He bought the rabbits.
He bought the rabbits off them.
Yes.
Well, there were some people did well on the rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
I think old Mark Monroe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The old car. He put himself into a farm, a good farm down in the forest, mm-hmm. with catching rabbits.
Really?
Yes, they made money on the rabbits in those
mm-hmm.
days.
Uh-huh.
Remember my uncle Adele telling me that they used to send hamper loads of them off on the train down to Manchester.